Vision. Mary Baker Eddy states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. She also states that God is all in all. She also states that spirit is the only substance, and that it is flawless, transparency, and reflection. She also states that mind, the office of God, is omni-intelligence, omni-wise, and omni-knowing. And that everything about God is omnipresent. She also states that soul is the only sense. Since spirit is the only substance, that means the only senses are spiritual senses. Mary Baker Eddy also states that God is all capacity, all facility. Also, that God is omnipotent. Now, omnipotence means all performance. Performance means that there's action. So the only action is from God. In fact, she states that God is omni-action. And because God is all action, then God is all power, because that is a measurement of action, a measurement of performance. Because of these facts, there is no other capacity. There is no other facility. There's no other ability. There's no other action to be a counteraction to the action of God. Mary Baker Eddy also states that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing. And of course, included in that statement is all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. So the only action is the action of God. The only power is the power of God. So there can't be any opposing power, because God is all power. And since God is all-seeing and all-power and spirit, which is all substance, there cannot possibly be any power, facility, capacity, any action of any kind that can dilute anything about God, anything about any of his qualities. And every quality that is good and perfect is a God quality. Since God is all seeing, the quality of seeing is perfect. There can't be any defects or flaws in seeing, because it is God doing the seeing. There is nothing else that can do the seeing, because God is all in all. God is the only action. So the action of seeing is a function of God. God is all functionality. Any function is a functionality of God being expressed. And it has to be good. It has to be perfect. It has to be spiritual. Can't be any flaws. One cannot see death because death is not godlike. Life is godlike. So when God is doing the seeing, which is the only seeing that can be done, God is seeing life in action, truth, and love. Since God is all functionality and all facility, what part does the eye as an internal organ play in seeing? It is merely a symbol of God seeing. Just like a tree is a symbol of the beauty and the strength and the life of God. An oak tree, for example, which is considered a strong tree. A mountain made of granite. Considered very strong, very difficult to penetrate. Maybe with an explosive or something like that, but the point is that everything that is visible is a symbol of the truth that it represents. If one is viewing something unfavorable, then it is evil. What that means is that we need to do what Jesus did. And we have to see the perfect action, the perfect man. Then what is viewable will come into harmony with the truth. We're getting rid of the mist, the thing that is clouding the view. Because there's nothing real that is ungodlike. God is omnipresent. So how can evil be present? We need to replace the incorrect view with the truth. We need to be seeing reality instead of letting some so-called universal belief influence us. We should only permit an influence from the only source. In fact, it's not just an influence, it is the fact. That's what we've got to be seeing, what is from the only source. If it's good and perfect, then it's from God. It's true. It is from Station KOG, as Mr. Winslow refers to it, Kingdom of God. According to the clock, there are 1,440 minutes in a 24-hour period. Our choice is to use, neglect, abuse, ignore, whatever we want to do with that minute. But we only have one shot at it. We can't do something and say, oh, I should have used my time better. We need to be filtering every moment. We need to be utilizing the benefits of God's qualities being omnipresent, and let them mold us. In other words, let the omnipresence of God, God's qualities, need to permeate everything that we think, say, and do. They are omnipresent, so they're right where I am and right where everyone else is. They're omnipresent, here and now. We don't have to wait for tomorrow. If someone doesn't seem to be able to see correctly and clearly, distinctly, perfectly, they don't have to wait. No one has to wait for God to be omnipresent. No one has to wait for God's seeing to be omnipresent, because they are omnipresent right now, right here. And there's nothing that can block the vision of God. God is all-seeing. God is all-power. There's no action that can block the vision of God. God is doing the seeing. Not an individual, not a set of eyes or muscles or anything else. On page 403 of Science and Health, under Christian Science Practice, Mary Baker Eddy states, "You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being." The title of this paragraph is Errors, Power, Imaginary. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions. And it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. So, correcting our thought and spiritualizing our understanding. So we need to understand on a spiritual basis. And we need to correct our thought so that it is oriented 100% based on a spiritual basis. When Mary Baker Eddy refers to healing the sick, she's talking about healing discord. Any and every discord. Sin is a discord. Death, of course, is a discord. Disease, by its very name, is a discord. It is a dis-ease. When she states to never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease, and then acquaint your patient with it, well, our consciousness is the patient. The reason to do the filtering is to bar our door from thieves and murderers. These are the evil thoughts, thieves and murderers. They're trying to take away one's well-being, one's peace of mind, one's eyesight. That certainly is not an action of goodness. So it's not an action of God. So we've got to do the filtering to block it. We've got to refuse to accept a defect as real. We must refuse to accept the mist, a fog, a cloud, any darkness, anything less than 100% perfect, we cannot accept. It is not us. It's not a part of us. It's not a part of God. And as God's image and likeness, it cannot be a part of an individual. Period. We must take a stand and stand firmly. Stand tall. Go forward with the strength of God. To get out of the morass of misrepresentation of the truth. Get out of the imaginary power of error. The only power that error has is the power that we give it by saying, oh, come on in. Come on into our consciousness. You know, say whatever you want to say. We'll buy it. Just like fake news. Accepting fake news. There is one way to experience heaven on earth, and that is to live it. In every thought, speech, and action. That's it. It's not outside. There's no power outside. Everything is within one's own consciousness. What are we going to accept? Are we going to let the door be open for those who we would bar at our door in our home to let in our consciousness? Let's be God's image and likeness. Let's live as God's image and likeness. Let's think as God's image and likeness. Let's talk like God's image and likeness. Live it every single moment. God is all in all. Let us be the reflection of the perfection of God, which is right here, right now. Amen.